This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU research agronomist Leo Bortolone from the North Central Research Extension Center. And Leo, we're talking low soil pH today. Tell us what this means and how it happens.
Low soil pH is considered any value below 7, and some farmers are reaching us to us and reporting their low values. But when we find soil pH lower than 5.5, we must take some actions to mitigate the low soil pH. Where are we going to find this? In well-drained, sandy soils, and in some soils we call kaolinite. Where? West of the Missouri River. So southwestern part of the state, and even in north central, is pretty much common to find the low soil pH.
All right, good stuff, Leo. Hey, we'll talk screening for low soil pH when we come back.
Some festive days for the family are coming soon. Spend your Cinco de Mayo and Mother's Day outings at Mi Mexico Restaurant in Minot. We'll have specials for both dates. Come experience our full bar, plenty of seating for large groups, the new rooftop seating accommodations coming this summer, not to mention our daily lunch specials, Monday through Sunday. It's the best authentic Mexican food in the region since opening in 2008. Check out our Facebook page for all of our specials and events. That's Mi Mexico in Minot, right next to Walmart.
Nathan and Emily Spickler present the Spickler Ranch South Production Sale, Monday, May 6th at 1 p.m. at the ranch, halfway between Carrington and Glenfield on Highway 200. Selling 150 yearling Angus bulls, 40 commercial heifers, and 30 select registered heifers, all fully guaranteed. The sale will be broadcast, and you can bid live on the internet at dbauction.com. They offer a 1,000-mile free delivery on bulls. It's the Spickler Ranch South Production Sale, Monday, May 6th at 1 p.m. at the Spickler South Ranch, 14 and a half miles east of Carrington on Highway 200. Visit Spickler RanchSouth.com for more information.
Talking low soil pH in this report today with Leo Bortolone. And Leo, tell us how to screen for this.
To screen for soil pH, you can start with the yield map. So take a look off your yield map and look in the low yield that you can find consistently low over the years. So if you have a low yield in the map, go there, take some soil samples. How to take the soil samples? You can take your regular soil samples, 0 to 6 inches depth, and then at the same point or around it, you're going to collect the same composite samples in the 0 to 3 and 3 to 6 inches depth. And then you can send to your lab that you are confident with and ask for soil pH and aluminum as well. And then you can take actions after that.
All right. Good stuff, Leo, as always. And that will bring this report to a close. If you missed one, catch us on the website, agissues.com. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by the Spickler Ranch South Production Sale, by Mi Mexico in Minot, and by Bremer Bank. Contact Bremer for all of your ag banking needs.